Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a hunky garbage man falling down as a goof and also Sprach Zarathustra. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, everyone. What's up?
What is that word you said?
Wait, what?
You know what?
Sprach Zarathustra. Okay.
Also Sprach Zarathustra. It will make sense.
All right. It's the sequel to Jumanji.
Is that true?
You'll know what it is.
Sequel to Jumanji is Zathura.
No, it's Jumanji 2.
Next level.
The Curse of Jumanji.
The Curse of Jumanji.
Yeah, thank you, Jumanji the Next Level, for sponsoring our episode. All you gotta do is, when you buy your ticket, just mention our podcast.
I heard
they won't get a discount or anything.
They didn't want to do it, but Dwayne The Rock Johnson is, like, a big fan, so he, like, really pushed for it.
And he's like, if you do not make Jumanji 2, I will kick your ass.
I'm gonna pile drive
you. I will
you.
Powerbomb you.
And they're like, okay, we're gonna make it happen, buddy.
Yeah, because we're all gagging to get our own Lin-Manuel Miranda, trying to, you know, get stars. They like podcasters now.
Oh my God, who's gonna be our person? Come on.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is Lin-Manuel ruined it for everyone, because now all of the celebrities that listen to us are like, I don't want to be known as the podcast.
I don't have time to make songs and stuff. So
yeah, because no longer people don't know him about Hamilton anymore.
So
he loves podcasts.
So listen, if you're a celebrity and you're listening to this, you don't have to like make a big deal of it. You can just message us directly and tell us that you think we're cool and promise that you'll tell like your other celebrity friends. But you don't have to like make a song or anything about it. It's fine. We'll be chill about it.
Yeah, this show has always been made for celebrities.
It's by and for celebrities.
By and for celebrities.
You heard it here, folks.
Celebrities, they're just like us. They like podcasts.
Yeah, we love them. Nick, would you like to read our first question of the day?
Sure. Okay. I assume this is from Reddit.
It is from our relationships.
Or it could be Ask a Manager. Crush on the garbage man? Is he into me? All right. This is off to a good start.
This is off to a great start. When I'm doing my scrolling online, when I'm like half asleep, either before going to sleep or waking up in the morning. Tim is real. Sorry, our cats are being big weirdos right now, and Tim's gonna have to remove them.
Remove them from the situation.
They've been shown they can't be trusted. They're up to no good at the moment. But I will just be scrolling through Reddit like when I'm like with one eye open and I'll see a title and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
That's
putting
a good
that one.
One
in the thing. And this was one such title.
I just like the concept of it.
Like just you, I mean, have y'all ever, maybe this is less of a thing if you are not a person that's into dudes, but like, you know,
or
like
garbage.
Hunky garbage man. Like that's totally a thing.
It's got to.
He's got that good stank.
Well, no, working class, they're strong.
They're strong. They're glistening muscles.
You got to be fit to be a garbage man.
You got to be fit. You're hanging onto the back of that truck.
I bet you could charge.
Not true.
you could charge 20 somethings like a lot of money for the garbage man workout class.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's the
garbage.
Next CrossFit.
Yeah, stand on the back garbage of the garbage man truck class for the gram. I mean, garbage men make good money.
They do make good money.
You know, and it's a good job. I will say that aren't every single question we ask and answer on here the crush on a garbage man? Is he into me? Isn't that every single question?
Right. But this one is more literal.
Yeah. There's that tweet online. I don't know what it is, but it's like, or who did it. Welcome to vaguely remembering tweet corner.
It's my favorite.
Well, I think it kind of went like this. Anyway, it was probably
garbage man and pickup artists should switch names is the gist of the joke.
Yes,
that's funny.
I agree.
That's funny.
That's funny.
I like that. All right.
That's funny.
So after being away from home during school, I moved back to my hometown a couple years ago. It was a summer morning when I noticed a glistening hunk called out to me from the back of a garbage truck. Hey, have a nice day, okay? We'll call him C.
Dang. All right. Buddy. All right. This is getting hot. This is a good start.
Yeah, this is actually might be a fan fiction.
I thought it was nice. It's not every day an attractive man comes riding by your house on the way to work to wish you a good day. Ha ha. That's me laughing. Well, I suppose it's every other day, as that's our town sanitation schedule.
I like this girl also. She's got jokes.
Are we sure it's a girl?
I'm pretty sure it is. I think that it was clarified in the question somewhere.
Well, after 2 years, C and I happen to run into each other twice per week. Our work schedules are clearly in sync. He always makes it a point to wave, ask me how I'm doing, crack some jokes, and wish me a good day. He also tends to linger as the truck is driving away and moving to the next house, as if he'd say more, but I'm always on the run. A bit nervous around cute guys, and also don't pick up on cues off. Here's my problem. I do not pick up flirting. I often doubt anyone is ever flirting with me. Other times I'll think, someone is flirting with me? When in reality, I'm just not used to encountering genuinely nice guys. So here's my question, Reddit. Is he just a nice, talkative guy, wishing me well, like any nice guy would?
Why not?
Or could he possibly be flirting and want to make conversation? I don't put myself out there. I've been single for 3 years and dated casually, but I'm not really used to flirting. I'd like to know him regardless. He seems like a happy, nice person to know. How could I see if this could progress into any sort of friendship without being a creep? Also, I've never actually asked his name.
Girl!
I smile and ask him how he is, but again, I'm so smitten, and it's usually the early morning when I'm heading out. I never have a chance to think up anything else. TLDR, too long, didn't read. My garbage man is a hunk and always seemingly goes out of his way to talk to me, but not sure if he's just being nice or flirting with me. I want to know him. How can I get to know him without being a total creep?
Garbage man, I wish to know you!
I know that we're like a comedy show and that we know that people that write these questions don't write in, but this one's so cute
want to
hold it in my hands and like not make jokes.
I know, that's why I was like, you know, like we often talk about like the worst things on here, and sometimes we deserve a nice one as a little treat. A little treat for dear internet. I mean, I think the real answer is you got to be like, hey, I realized I've never actually asked your name before. Done. Intro.
There you
intro.
Go.
Right.
Oops. That's how you do it.
I dropped my bra.
my underpants.
You
got to
start throwing away more and more
suggestive Mr. Garbage
things.
Man, I threw away a bunch of bras today.
Yeah. you gotta
the
throw
underwires are all fucked up.
Yeah. You gotta throw away a dildo and for some reason a printed out review of a 1-star on their dildo site that says not flesh enough.
Not garbage man lifelike.
I've worn out this dildo.
And I'm ready to upgrade.
Yeah, buy yourself Bad Dragons Garbage Man specific.
It's shaped like a trash can.
Get an Oscar the Grouch dildo and put the packaging. You know, keep it. It's expensive. It's not.
You're gonna.
It was a joke gift, but you're going.
But you're
to
gonna
use
it.
It.
Like you know, it's a Saturday night. You've had a couple glasses of wine. Yeah, you try it out.
So is a garbage can an upgrade from a beer can situation?
It might be.
Is this like a chode sort of thing? Is that what we're talking about? Or
Oh no! We've taken this cute thing and ruined it immediately.
Oh yeah, of course.
I love the fanciful idea that this guy might just be nice.
Yeah, like, fuck that.
Oh no, he's a guy.
Yeah, okay. As dudes and bros.
Oh yeah.
Is it possible that he's just being nice?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
That's ridiculous, Jennifer.
See, because in my brain, I'm like, yeah, maybe he's just.
No, I mean, yeah, it is technically possible. You know, that being said, it's the morning. And
who wants to talk in the morning?
Yeah.
There's a guy in my building at work who is always like in the lobby, like doing things. And he is like the peppiest man in the world. And he's so nice. And I always feel like such an asshole because he's like, good morning, happy Monday. And I'm just like, ugh.
In that situation, I don't think he's flirting.
That guy is definitely not. He does it to everyone. And it takes, because he's obviously being a nice person and he's doing a good thing. But I'm such a crabby asshole in the morning. It takes all my strength to be like, oh yeah, thanks, you too.
I mean, there is a difference between flirting and being nicer to someone who's physically attractive. It's not good to do. I'm not condoning it. But well, sometimes
people are allowed to be like, you know, you're allowed to be a little nicer to someone you think's cute.
Yeah, yeah. So like, if Garbage Man in this situation was in a relationship and not looking, you know, he might crank up a few smile points for a pretty lady.
Some harmless flirting.
Yeah,
she's his work wife.
And then, yeah, how many work wives do you think he has though on his garbage route?
I don't know. Probably not many.
I hear he has a family on every street.
Oh my God, Mr. Garbage Man!
It's the perfect grift.
I feel like, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people, you know, are nice and chatty with the garbage men.
Yeah, because you hear a lot about talking to the mailman, you know, and
I am realizing I don't think I've ever lived in a place that like had a garbage man come by.
Right. Jennifer lived in the middle of nowhere.
I lived in the country. We had to take our trash to the dump and
we burned it.
Like, honestly, yes. My oh my God, I forgot it was. My grandpa would call, like, during the summer, I was like home from school. He'd call and be like, "Get your trash ready," in his real southern voice, and he'd come around with his little truck and pick up all the family's trash and then go drive it to the dump. Yeah, we did not have a garbage man where we lived.
Wow. I feel like what you need to do here in this situation is you need a Polaroid that you can lay on the top layer of your garbage can, like when he lifts up the lid.
Yeah.
And then it's just a picture of your whole ass that says, "Why don't you take... pick up this garbage can.
Hey, how about you drop a load in for dinner?"
What?
And the DJ would have in parentheses, "loads" means like a load of trash.
Okay. I think that someone in the comments did say like next time you should pick up me.
Yeah.
Dumps like a truck, truck.
I think we've got some good puns that we could go with. I wasn't even thinking about like cans.
Okay. Yeah.
you definitely dumps and trucks.
Yeah.
Because
it's also fun to zoom out and think of someone else doing this. It's like, what if you go to a sushi place all the time? It's your favorite sushi place, and then you're like, "Oh my gosh, one of the people at the sushi place is kind of flirting with me." Do you want to accidentally ruin a good thing by misinterpreting signals?
You should never ask somebody out at their job.
That's true.
Right.
I think the garbage man is a different situation because, like, he's like barely there.
He's like a traveling
minstrel.
It's
very easy. If it does go bad, it's very easy for you to avoid him.
Exactly. But like, yeah, like if it's like the barista at your coffee shop that you go to all the time, and also like they're working, man. Like you can't be like, well, and if you're gonna do it, you have to do it like so carefully so that you're not like a weirdo and make them uncomfortable.
The thing is, like, usually, you know, if you're interested in somebody, like a real sign, like if they have a wedding ring on, right? Like, you know, like, okay, they're just nice.
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually like trying to flirt with me. But in this situation, I don't think a garbage man would wear a wedding ring.
And I also think you probably can't see his hands. He probably has gloves on.
True.
But yeah, even still, like, yeah, you can't really wear a wedding ring in those kind of jobs.
You're going to get degloved.
Your finger will get ripped off.
Yeah.
That's true. What,
like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, that's what me and Jennifer's dad do. Me, a gamer. and Jennifer's dad.
It is not just that you lost your wedding ring in New York City.
Yeah, I lost it. But, you know, as a gamer, I have to be careful.
Yeah, you could be degloved at any moment.
Ooh, yikes. Gaming. I hate that.
I think... this, you have a perfect situation of not rushing things, right?
You've already been talking to him for like a year.
Yeah.
2 years. 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. Girl, you gotta listen. The world is fucking falling apart. You gotta go for it. You gotta go for this.
And you start slow. You have time. Two times per week, you know? Ask his name.
That's a lot of garbage pickup if you're asking.
That is a lot of garbage. I was thinking that too.
Once a week. I think you like have like an especially big load of garbage 1 week and be like, because you can't be honest, right? We can all agree that dishonesty is
policy. That's the worst thing you could possibly do.
It'd be like, had to kick out my boyfriend, throwing away all his garbage. I'm so single now. Oh,
I'm
man.
In a very weird emotional space. I don't ever want to date. Really go hard.
No.
I ate 2 pallets of burritos. Are you impressed?
How good would it be to hide in the trash bag and then he picks it up?
Ta-da!
I'm here.
I think, what if also, like, what if you, he comes, you know, like generally the schedule, he comes, what if you come out there with like, oh, I have these extra donuts from a thing. Like, oh, yeah, I bring him a glass of a lemonade or
he's
something.
He's like, great, I'll fucking put the garbage down, the filth
no,
under.
You gotta fucking feed it to him. Like, oh, oh, I'll feed like, you a little donut
hole
in your
mouth. Here's a mimosa.
Meanwhile,
my
Craig,
boss is in the truck.
Yeah, Craig, the driver's like, why do I get a fucking mimosas over here? I also think it's weird that she sees him literally twice per week because I don't see a world where a garbage truck is consistent. Like, I have the utmost respect, but there's real world things at play here.
Traffic,
mostly traffic.
The amount of trash.
Why are they allowed to just swing around on the back of those bad boys?
Like, yeah, it's lawless. Why do they?
Because
get to do
they take too much time to open the door up.
I get yeah. that.
Picking up
but, like,
people's garbage.
I can't do that on the back of my Subaru.
Picking up people's garbage.
Laws for garbage mans.
Is in some ways unpleasant. So they have to A, pay them a lot of money, and B, let them have some fun. Let them swing around yeah. on the back of the truck. It's a perk.
Down. Let the wind, I mean, the garbage wind blow through your hair as you're on the back
thing,
of the truck.
The only thing you think is, like, if there was an accident, right, like, that truck ain't stopping, so it's not like you're going to be thrown off the back of it.
Sure. And they don't go very fast. I don't think yeah. they went on the highway with him.
That would be awesome,
so
though.
So scary.
Shoot your delicious shot. We're all married and haven't dated. Well, I guess Michael dated, kind of. Huh? Yeah. Right?
What?
Recently? Most recently?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Really?
Yeah.
Michael wants multiple wives, I guess.
I think it's 2020, and yeah, you absolutely have to shoot your shot. Please live your bliss.
Yeah,
get married to the garbage man.
Don't
You're going to live
creep.
Happily
he
ever after.
He is technically at work, but also it's a little more chiller than flirting with a barista.
He's not stuck in one location.
Yeah, he's not.
He's on the move.
He's in and out.
Perfectly mobile.
But the does he want to date you? Like, that is to be determined. Is he flirting? Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, so therefore, you are more than justified in pushing
oh, yeah.
things to the next level. He's probably worried that he doesn't want to be creepy.
Oh yeah, he'll probably get fired
oh,
if
yeah.
he did something like this.
Oh, absolutely.
The whole thing is like, I still can't get over the consistency of twice per week. Like,
yeah,
there has to be. There's energy. You guys are already dating, is my opinion.
The thing is, it's like a doctor can't date his patients. Like, a garbage man can't date his client. You know?
That's so true.
He'll have to move to a different route.
Yeah.
Or she's got to move houses.
Damn.
And then they can finally be together.
They just
wow.
move, she should move
well,
in with him.
Ryder, I don't remember what your username was, but I wish you so much luck.
Yes.
Let's move on to question two.
Oh,
this
can
one's
I,
from Michael.
Can I read this one?
Yeah.
Great. this is from I don't know where.
It's from Ask a Manager.
Okay. Friend is pranking coworkers by repeatedly falling down.
Okay.
Love it. I love it.
Love it.
I was having a chat with my friend the other day, and they told me that they were leaving. Sorry, they told me that they were having fun at work by pretending to fall down in front of coworkers and dropping all their papers as a prank.
Oh my god.
Like a classic.
Classic.
Classic. He's seen in living color.
They seemed to think it was all in good fun because they never let their coworkers in on the fact that it was a prank. Although they did actually hurt their wrist doing this.
They committed to the bit.
Oh, the problem is now he's going to get workers' comp and it's going to be
oh, my God. That's yeah. genius,
that is
actually.
Fun. I was surprised and responded that I thought it was mean-spirited because it's making coworkers stop work to care for them as a quote-unquote joke.
Okay, first of all, like, 97% of office time is not work, so it's not like you're stopping that much work.
They're now angry that I'm judging them for their sense of humor and they aren't talking to me.
This is very dramatic.
If I were this person's coworker, I don't know what I'd do, but I do think it would be weird and uncomfortable once the multiple well-timed fake falls became suspicious. What's your take on this and how would you communicate with someone as a colleague or friend to help them see how this isn't an okay thing to do? At this point, I'm planning on dropping it with this person, but I have no idea how to most effectively bring this up if I were, but I have no idea how to most effectively bring this up if I were the colleagues being pranked.
You're YTA. You're the F.
Yeah, you're 100% in the wrong.
You are, you have no joy in your life, and I'm sorry, but If I saw someone fall and all their papers go everywhere, that would be the highlight of my day.
This would be, yeah. This person in my office would make my job 117% better.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Every single one of you are wrong. This is...
Wait, I don't know if Tim is good.
I don't know if Tim is just joking or is he actually on the side of this questmaster.
No, it's you can't do this. This is there's so many things here that you should like.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
If you saw someone that you knew, right,
and loved,
fall down, you're not immediately you're not in on the joke. So you're like, oh fuck! Unless you're one of those assholes at a restaurant. Oh my god, I'm getting pissed. The assholes of the restaurant, whenever someone, like a server, drops a tray, and then they go, Oh, I would never do that.
They clap when they break a plate.
That's the fucking worst. It's good luck or something.
Tim, you're wrong. So you're right the first two times it happens, but then the third time it happens, and they only have one minor wrist injury, at that point, from that point on, it is hilarious.
Okay, first of all, the question asker is not in that situation.
Right.
They're not.
They are in on the joke.
Right.
They are in on the joke, and therefore it is hilarious.
Oh my god. You can't do this. This is so bad.
What?
Because it's going to make people think that you have like a disability, and then you're going to actually make things probably worse.
Oh, I don't think that.
Worse for people. Yeah. Oh my god. People are going to like help you up the stairs. Meanwhile, people that actually need like help with disabilities, like, oh fuck them. They're just being.
They're just falling down, and their papers are flying everywhere.
I guess if they're really comically good at throwing papers,
I'm imagining going, a plume of papers.
Yeah, it's like a cartoonish thing.
So if he sells it and. I don't know, man. It just feels gross in a weird way. Like, like I know he's selling it as like a because it's got to be like I'm so clumsy. But to some extent, you're eventually like going into like, oh my legs don't work. Isn't that funny? And then it's just oh boy, yike city. And this is something that people that don't have a sense of humor do. This is baffling to me. And it's taking so much quote-unquote emotional labor out of your coworkers.
What? It's just like
your coworker falls in front of you, you're bound to be like, holy shit, are you okay?
Yeah, but like, okay, I don't think that counts as a, well, I guess it is emotional labor.
He's going to fall and break his wrist and like,
but it's not like it would ruin my day if my coworker fell down.
That's not what I'm saying.
I want to be clear here that Tim just said that Charlie Chaplin, the Three Stooges, have no humor.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, Tim.
Tim thinks these are slapstick. Unacceptable.
Wait,
we all know that America's Funniest Home Videos is the funniest shit in the world because it's people getting injured
now
all the time.
That is good.
Now, bitch, you are a fucking hypocrite.
No, I'm not. Because America's Funniest Home Videos, Charlie Chaplin, and Jim Carrey,
and Jackass.
Oh, yeah, and Jackass. So
it's framed for the audience to, you're in on the joke, everyone's fine.
Like, question asker, he's in on this hilarious prank.
Okay, I think this makes a lot of sense the way you're reacting versus how like Nick's reacting. Nick is a fan of Impractical Jokers.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah, your sense of propriety is.
I'm just see where I'm coming from is like yes, the first couple times you'd be like oh fuck, but like once it's established that this person just falls down all the time and they don't really get hurt. Then it's just like entertainment at your work.
Okay, but here's the thing. I think you got two falls. Oh fuck, you got one fall. Oh, okay, he must be doing it as a joke. Maybe a second fall. So by fall number five, you're like, Chris, fucking stop. And then every single time you have to pick up his papers.
I'm not picking his papers up. He's picking his
papers. He's falling in front of you in the whole office. And then
six weeks later,
you don't help Chris up because he's falling 40 times.
Okay, I guess
fine.
I will.
And then Cheryl and HR fires you.
No!
I've slightly changed my stance. Now I think the ultimate perfect thing would be having this person at your work and having Tim at your work. Because then, the other person could get exasperated by somebody falling down over and over again.
And he's just rushing around to pick up all the papers every time. He's very stressed out.
All I'm saying is there's you're probably gonna accidentally get the office's like disabilities budget to hilarious Chris and the person that needs it. It's like, I'm out of this.
I think if that happens, that is bad. I don't want that to happen.
Using it to commit fraud, then yes, but no.
Yeah, I want him to commit fraud, but I don't want it to make life difficult for other people in the office.
And you know what? I'm not even going to say that it's funny for him. He's having a great blast.
He freaking hurt his wrist, and he's still like, this is great, and you know, I love doing it.
It's sort of like, I guess it depends how many. God, it seems so annoying, though. I don't know what. Like, imagine the most boring office job you've ever. Like, Michael, uh-huh. You talk about how you don't like to, like, even see a coworker or.
I love hear my them. Coworkers. What are you talking about?
Imagine the coworker who asks you how your food is tasting falling near you, and then you just melting into a puddle and just standing there with your microwaved mac and cheese and just staring at the papers everywhere.
Yeah, that sounds great.
He likes it. Case closed. Done.
This is perfect.
I do think the who gives a shit about lowering the work efficiency, like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, like, that. This shit is not the main cause.
Sorry, capitalism, that you can't squeeze productivity out of us for 100% of the day.
You couldn't even do this fun prank if it wasn't for these open office concepts.
Everyone agrees it's fun and good.
All right, how about this? I would be totally on board if he worked for a startup and he kept on crashing his
what
fucking
stupid
Razor scooter.
What if he's the CEO?
Yes.
If he was crashing his Razor scooter every single time, I think that's good.
He's the CEO.
He just needs to add a Razor
now
scooter.
Now you feel
then if it's
dumb.
The CEO, that's triple emotional labor.
Oh, yeah, that's way worse. CEO, that's way worse.
That joke? I'm dying.
What if you're like the office manager and you only do it to the CEO and make them like pick up all your stuff? That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What if you're the head of HR and you have to give a presentation to the whole company about how it's not funny to pretend to fall, and everybody's like, bitch, it was you that did that.
I did it to prove a point.
This feels like I think you should leave skin.
Yeah. Mixed with The Office. Or
yeah. Like, yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to come to agreement on this one, so.
Give me another hour.
I'm glad we disagree. I think that's more fun.
I think it's healthy for us.
Yeah.
I feel like we can help people by giving varying perspectives on the
absolutely
issues at hand.
It's very useful advice. Timothy, would you like to read our third question?
I would love to. Am I the asshole for telling my husband to F off after he relentlessly requests that I sing Also Sprach Zarathustra for whatever he does at home?
Now,
is this a song?
Let me interrupt everyone for a second to sing quickly for you what this song sounds like. You will recognize. No, it's dun dun dun.
Does that song have lyrics?
Dun, dun. Yeah, exactly. It's the one that's in 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Got it.
Okay.
It's the classic.
My husband and I have been married for a little over a year now. He proposed to me 4 months into our relationship.
Oof. Red flag.
And at that time, I felt that he was the right one, despite certain differences in our lifestyle and values. Love a double. Love a triple.
there's a lot going on.
There's nothing necessarily wrong with getting engaged that fast. You just gotta be engaged for a million years.
Oh, no.
That's a little. I guess it depends how old you are.
They're like they're in their like upper mid 20s, like I think like 26, 27.
Oh, you gotta rush, man. You're gonna die soon. I mean, a couple doesn't have to like the exact same things, right? For example, my husband is Michael, what do you think about this? my husband is a huge sci-fi fan, and that genre has never really been my thing. I, on the other hand, love reading romantic books such as Twilight or 50 Shades of
Is this fake?
This sounds fake.
It sounds, I don't know if it is though, like because of her comments, like
she's extremely the asshole at this point in my brain, but let's keep reading.
I feel like it's gonna be based on the title in the first paragraph, like everyone's the asshole here.
Also, Twilight and 50 Shades are Great are from the same source, because just in case folks don't remember, 50 Shades of Grey was a Twilight fan fiction. And they scrubbed it so that it didn't, like, wasn't Twilight anymore, and then published it. So that, to me, like, it just feels like if someone was writing a fake thing and they were trying to create a woman who, like, a stereotypical type of woman, they'd be like, I like Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey. So maybe, I don't know. I don't think it's fake, but it very much could be fake.
Do you think the movie, the 50 Shades of Grey movies, like, kind of killed the book sales? Because, like, I feel like...
I feel like that
series was very, like... mysterious. There was like an air of mystique around
and
them.
And then everyone and now, found out.
And then the movie came out and they were like, oh, it's like literally fucking garbage.
This is literally just about a man doming a lady by pulling a tampon out of her. That's
this might
that
be stupid. Are there nudity in that? Is there nudity in that?
I don't know. I wanna get Rip Roaring drunk and watch those for sure.
Subscribe to Mr. Skin for a month and see what's up.
I don't know if I've ever seen the whole thing. I've seen parts of it.
I'm gonna watch it on an airplane.
I had a weird time period in my life where, do you guys remember like the one song from 50 Shades of Grey that was like popular on the radio for a while? I had a thing where every time I would get into like a cab.
That Weekend song? Nobody's perfect.
Everybody's working for the
I don't remember which one it was, but it was like the song from 50 Shades of Grey.
Was it? It's like a Beyonce song.
No, it was a guy singing.
It's Weekend.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
I don't know.
You're freaking interrupting me. So I had
nine more paragraphs.
Oh my god. There was a time period where every time I would get in like a cab or a Lyft or an Uber, that fucking song would be playing. And I'm like, what is happening right now? It's following me in the situations where I'm enclosed in a space with a strange man and I don't like it at all.
The Weeknd.
Okay.
Anyway,
continue.
The story started a month ago when my husband was finishing a shower and I was brushing my teeth by the sink. He was about to step out of the bathtub, but out of nowhere, he asked if I could sing the song Also Sprach, Zara. Thustra. I'm a German minor, so. I had no clue what he was referring to. Then he hummed a little bit, and I was like, oh, I know that song. So I followed along. He waited until I reached the note of the song, and then he stepped out of the bathtub, as if I was his background music and he was some kind of actor in a movie. We both found it very funny at the moment, and I even said, hey, that was smart.
I would never call that smart.
Smart.
That's smart.
Hey. That's so smart.
Hey, we rushed into this relationship, and I'm dying.
I have intense regrets.
Now, I regret saying that, because in the next few weeks, he's been asking me to sing this song as his background music for every single thing he does at home, or else he would not finish showering, getting out of bed, eating last bite of pizza, or turning off the TV. My birthday was last week, and he bought me this Japanese snack gift box. Yummy. I was very excited to finally receive the gift, but he wouldn't completely open the box unless I sing Also Sprach Zarathustra. And of course he opened it at the high note I was previously talking about. I'm not super familiar with the song, so I made a mistake in the beginning, and he asked me to do it again. I finally got tired of this whole ridiculous thing, so I told him to F off. Now he's upset at me and hasn't spoken to me for 3 days.
3 days?
Am I the asshole for doing that? Update! Thank you for all your comments. To answer the question whether I had told my husband to stop before I cursed him, I didn't explicitly speak up that I didn't like the joke anymore, but I did roll my eyes at him several times. I love it.
I feel like it's fun to do a joke over and over again.
It only gets more funny.
Oh, yeah. It does get more funny. But the problem with this is, like, the joke requires another participant who you were trying to do the joke on.
Isn't that interesting?
If he was doing it himself.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
Tim, this has nothing to do.
Isn't that interesting?
This has nothing to do with falling. This is completely different, okay?
Falling's funny.
Falling's funny. This is also pretty funny, honestly. But I think it would be different if he was the one just singing the song while he did it. That would
but
be objectively hilarious.
No, it wouldn't.
The thing is, the joke has to be funny, like, the first time for, like, the whole, like, cyclical, like, it's not funny and then it's funny again kind of thing. Because, like, this
like
is very... It's not original.
It's I really want it to be on his side for this, but yeah, this would be fucking annoying as hell.
Absolutely would be. Doing
it
one time.
If he was falling, that'd be one thing.
If he was falling, that'd be great. But like, it's too long. It's too much work, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because it's not like it's not like going, my wife, you know, that's like,
which is funny.
That's hilarious, but it takes like 2 seconds and then you're done.
Right.
This is like
but
a whole buildup.
He doesn't, it doesn't seem like he understands the whole nature of, like, the annoying joke concept, right? Like, if she told him,
he needs to go to comedy school.
Yeah.
Right. If she's, like, when you're doing an annoying joke like that and you're doing it ad nauseum, and then she tells you to fuck off, that's how you know you won. Then it's funnier.
The goal is to get to be cussed at. But also, he could be doing another hilarious joke, which is to ice out your wife and not speak to them for 3 days.
And then you get divorced, and when you have to go to divorce court, you'd be like, why are you getting divorced? It's like, well, my wife would not
Star Trek husband won't.
I need to serve my... Can you serve my wife these divorce papers? Also, I'm going to need you to sing this song.
Oh, my God.
has she even considered that he might still be doing it, and that all she has to do to get him to talk to her is to sing also Sprach Zarathustra again?
Oh no! I wonder if they went to a hypnotist recently and like, you cannot do anything until you sing this stupid song that's in the public domain.
And it's not his fault.
Yeah,
I just imagine she goes. Dun 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 dun, and then he goes, "Fuck you too," and then they just move on with their lives.
All right. We're cool now. Now we can have fun.
I mean, this guy who proposed after 4 months obviously is very, like, emotionally mature,
and is giving the salad treatment for 3 days. 3 days? That's so long.
And I'm sure there's people that are so listening long. That definitely got engaged long. Within 4 months. You're different. You're different for sure.
No,
but normally, 4 months is not enough time to get to know someone. But you know,
you didn't know he was gonna freaking do this.
Yeah,
I feel like there are definitely indications of it.
The 4 month thing. I mean, it can go either way. You can either have like a great relationship, or it could go bad. I just think it's riskier, right?
Yeah.
Engaged at 4 months. It's not necessarily bad. It's just riskier.
There are potential pitfalls. There are potential pitfalls in that situation,
such as that your husband will not do anything until you sing the song from 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Right. I made my wife laugh. Finally. I can't let this go. I'm gonna lose her.
So this is one of the four questions that exist, right?
Right.
And it's, my husband doesn't know what comedy is, and so and like a toddler who says I smell like beef, just keeps saying I smell like beef,
and they're like, this is true comedy.
Yeah, it's just so baffling. Like, we're so lucky to be so fucking hilarious and good looking and whatever. Because like, could you imagine being this annoying? Like, I know some people that are annoying and who are, like, beautiful and fun, and I love them. But they don't even get down to this level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Our cats are being so loud.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's my new hilarious soundboard that I've been using. So, like, the idea, like, do you think he does this with other people around? You gotta be like,
oh. Yeah. Do we think that this man is the dude from the previous question who falls down?
I think the guy from the previous question is hilarious. Yeah.
That guy knows comedy.
This guy, not funny. Not funny at all. Is it bad that I think it's a little bit funny, though?
No, it's definitely yes, it is bad that you think that.
It reminds me of, like, a 2001 Will Ferrell comedy.
And what's wrong with that?
I think you're pulling from our dynamic, which is we would do something like this once, and then 6 months later, and then 1.5 years later from that.
But we know timing. Repeat the cycle.
And we would also pepper in other things. The fact that this annoying asshole is just doing the one joke that it was not even funny, just smart. I can't, that you really fucked up. I mean, for saying that
it
was smart.
Not
it was
smart.
Never
it's
smart.
Not, no,
it was
can,
never smart.
Not smart.
Right. Like, can you get a read on the room here? I don't think it was ever good. Jennifer is on the side that it was.
I think it's funny the first time. It's not at all funny when I'm turning the TV off, sing this song for me. Like,
yeah, that's bad.
That's not even remotely funny.
Or give you a birthday gift. And I won't give you it's a classic, like, my thing I'm doing is stupid, but I do it so much, now everything is about me. And when you don't pay attention to my feelings, I pout. And, you know, men are so goddamn emotional. And
that's true.
I hate all men.
You heard it here, dear internet.
And I think one thing to remember, too, is that Jennifer laughs at everything. So you gotta give it up for me, my perfect life in that situation. But
I don't like corny ass shit, you know?
Is that true? Hey, gang.
Yeah?
I've had a lot of coffee, like more coffee than I normally do this morning, so it might be that talking, but I just envisioned the GeeklyCon 2020 live show us coming out to the audience singing this song.
Yes, and then
when we get there, they throw almond joys at us. Just whip them at us.
I would be okay. Those are gonna hurt. They'll be worth it.
Yeah, they're whipping those bad boys.
We will be bruised to hell.
Oh,
but
you gotta do a question so about it. A hilarious running joke where we love to get $50 bills.
Oh, I love it. I hate it when people throw $50 bills.
Oh man, frickin' I hate to get unpainted miniatures.
Okay, first of all, like, an unpainted miniature is not a gift. That's true. It's an obligation.
It's a task.
I hate to get expertly painted miniatures.
Well, I think this guy didn't do anything wrong, and
it's actually good,
and I think he should start adding falling down on purpose.
Is the wife an asshole? No.
No, she's not. She's not.
Absolutely.
I definitely thought she was going to be, but it turns out she isn't.
Yeah, she seems maybe not cool, like, as a person.
She's a normie.
She seems like a normie.
It seems like she made a bad decision 4 months ago, and now she has to live with it.
Yeah. Well, two normies that are on different normie spectrums get together. This is what you get.
I do feel like the husband for sure likes Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, this is Big Bang Theory jokes.
Yeah, this is Big Bang Theory to
I
me.
Think they use this song in Big Bang Theory every episode.
They got to.
Right before Sheldon enters the screen.
Okay, now Sheldon is good. We can all agree.
Sheldon?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, more Sheldon the better.
You only like Sheldon. You're a big Sheldon fan.
I hate the other ones. They're always trying to make Sheldon mad.
It's just because you don't know their names.
Zachary. Do you think they'll do an old Sheldon next?
Yeah, where's the old Sheldon show?
Oh, yeah, where he...
He's just in a nursing home.
I want to watch Sheldon Beyond, where an old Sheldon has to train a new generation of Sheldon.
No. He has just clones of Sheldons. It's like freaking Jango Fett.
Sheldon Beyond might be the funniest thing I've ever said in my life, and it's hurting me
because it's like Star Trek Beyond.
I think it is. I don't think we can top that at all. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us this week. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Everyone's loving our episode. That's just the random people that are in our room.
Patreon.com/DearInternet.
Yes, fellas there. We have special content on Patreon. We're going to record once a day. Sometimes the things that we read are really awful.
Yeah.
And you'll love it. You're going to love it so much.
If you are a $5 above patron, then either you have a sticker and a cling in your hand right now, or you don't have your address, or... Well, I don't think we've done the international ones yet, but we're going to send those out soon. So,
Michael, yeah. We've gotten a few messages from people to be like, I don't know if my address is there. Do you have any advice for those people?
I would log into – well, if you don't have the stickers, then no. Your address is not in there. Not. Log into Patreon and either just send us a message with your address. That's fine. Or I don't know how you would add it in, but I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Yeah, like under your account. Or something.
You're smart. You figure it out. Or send us a message.
All of us will be at PAX East. We're not sure if we're going to do a bar meetup because Boston's...
It's freaking hell here. Yeah, trying to find a space is so hard.
It's so hard. So,
And now that we are enemies of the Antane.
Yeah. I'm sure there's probably a place where, like, we could go, but... It's a good problem to have, right? Is we've kind of outgrown.
We are
just showing up to some certain places. So we'll definitely be there on the show floor. So look out for us. But
Michael has a hotel room we can meet up in.
Yeah, Michael's hotel room.
Hell yeah.
Do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right, now for next time, you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
And I'm at R Baristo.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.